Thank you, Ken. It's very illuminating to consider that things we instinctively dislike in others are often things we don't like about ourselves and are just projecting outward. Now let's take some time to focus specifically on the question of addiction. When we think of addiction, usually it's something like a heroin addiction. But actually, the way you're using the term here, most of us probably have some sort of addiction to something or some feeling or other stimulus. So what kind of addictions might we have? What's behind them? And how do we find their root causes so we can move past them?
Well, what we're talking about here is, again, there are numerous other types of addictions, as you mentioned. And we use this term simply to drive home the power of shadow material, that when it is denied and cut off, projected, the point is that it's still part of our own personality. It's like cutting off one of our arms and legs and throwing it out there. We still maintain an extraordinary connection to it for the simple reason that it's ours. And so we take it, we split it off, we disown it, we put it on somebody else, but there's that secret bond that pulls us to it. We are attracted to this. The anti-homosexual zealots, they are running after homosexuals to try and hurt their lives, because it's their own qualities and energies and capacities that they've put onto these men. And so that they spend their time chasing them, because they're chasing their own energy, their own qualities. And so it has this addictive capacity. I'm addicted to what belongs to me. I want it back. So I'm inevitably drawn to it. I'm sucked into it. I follow it. I obsess over it. I'm checking on it all the time. It might as well be heroin. I'm that taken with where it is, what's happening, what can I do about it, where, you know, what's going on with it. And so that addictive component is just the sheer power of my own qualities being projected onto somebody else. And when I deny ownership of that, then I'm pushing that quality out. But I'm not breaking the fact that that quality is mine. It's connected to me inherently. There's a powerful energy that keeps me connected to my own quality.